This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah, I would like us to take a journey into the afterlife. And what we're going to do is we're going to fast forward past death and past the grave and past the day of judgment, and we will get to the moment as a first person, inshallah, as we get to the gates of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And those who had taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taken in groups to the gates of Jannah. Just imagine that moment, after all you've been through, to get to the gates of Jannah and to see with your own eyes what the Prophet ﷺ described when he said that مَا بَيْنَ مِصْرَعَيْنِ مِنْ مَصَارِعِ الْجَنَّةِ مَسِيرَةُ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةٍ. He says that the distance between two shutters from the gates of Jannah are the distance of 40 years in travel. Massive gates. Massive gates. And he says, وَلَا يَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمٌ وَهُوَ كَظِيظٌ مِنَ الزِّحَامِ. But as big as these gates are, as massive as they are, there will come upon a day, upon them a day in which it will be so crowded with the believers who will be entering into paradise. We ask Allah to make us amongst them. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And when they reach the gates, they will hear the guardians of the gates, the angels saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be upon you. طِبْتُمْ, you've succeeded. فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, so enter to stay in forever. And when they enter, just imagine the overwhelming feeling of love they will have for Allah. That because we know no one enters Jannah based on their deeds, but rather by the mercy of Allah, even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so knowing that Allah has made us amongst those who He has granted His mercy to enter into paradise, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, they praise Allah. الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ, who has fulfilled His promise to us. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. And we will inherit the land of Jannah where we can go wherever we want in it. The feeling of love for Allah in that moment, because all your sadnesses, all your sorrows, everything you know is behind you. It's all gone. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. They will say, and praise be to Allah who has removed from us al-hazan. All sadness and sorrow is gone. The fear of the day of judgment, 50,000 years standing there, the pains of this world, the sicknesses, the ailments, the sorrows that we go through in the day-to-day life, all of that is gone.
الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبٌ وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبٌ.
The one who has granted us the home of permanent abode from His bounty, and we will not have any weariness of mind nor fatigue that will touch us therein. And as you enter Jannah, you hear a cry or call out, and he says, Ya Ahlal Jannah, He says, a crier calls out to the people of Jannah. Yunadi munad, and a people cry, caller calls out, and he says, Inna lakum an tahyaw fala tamutu abada. You will live and you will never die. There's no fear of death. Wa inna lakum an tasihhu fala tasqamu abada. And you will be healthy forever and you will never have to worry about being sick. Wa inna lakum an tashibbu fala tahramu abada. And you will be young and you will never grow old. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْتَئِسُوا أَبَدًا. And you will always be in a constant state of bounty. You'll never have to worry about any loss. And when you enter Jannah, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, أَبْنَاءُ ثَلَاثِينَ أَوْ ثَلَاثٍ وَثَلَاثِينَ سَنَةً. You will be 30 or 33 years old. The peak of your strength and your health, and you will never grow past that. Forever you will stay in that age. And as you enter Jannah, you are clothed with the clothes of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيدٍ.
Allah says that when they enter Jannah, they will be clothed with the clothes of, adorned with the adornments of Jannah, from bracelets of gold and pearls, and their garments, their clothing will be of silk. And so you enter Jannah after a long, stressful day of 50,000 years in the Day of Judgment. And as many of us, our minds always go to is, what's there to eat? And so a Jewish rabbi, he came to the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was testing him to see if he had knowledge from the knowledge that he had. And it was a long hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, and amongst the questions he asked the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, what will be their first meal in paradise? And so the Messenger of Allah said to him, he said, Ziyadatu kabadin noon, which may not sound like the first choice you would have. He said that their first meal will be from the liver of a whale. But this is a whale of Jannah. So even if it doesn't sound the most appetizing, we know that in Jannah will be tastes and joys of which we have never experienced, and we will only want more and better. And then he asks them after that, and what will be their food after that? And that's when perhaps what our minds went to, some good steak. Here's where the steak comes in. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, يُنْحَرُ لَهُمْ ثَوْرُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّذِي كَانَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. A steer, an ox from Jannah, which used to eat from the vegetation of Jannah, will be slaughtered for them and they will have its meats. And then he asks, what will be their drink? And he says, a drink from Salsabil, a spring in paradise that Allah talks about in the Quran. So you will have been fed with the beautiful food of Jannah and the drinks of Jannah, and then your instincts will guide you to your property. Prophet says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَأَحَدُهُمْ أَهْدَى بِمَنْزِلِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْهُ بِمَنْزِلِهِ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That you will be more aware and more familiar with your home in Jannah that you will be when you're home in this world. If the lights go out and there's pitch black, you can still find your way around your house because you know your home. You're intimately aware of your home. You are more intimately aware of your home in Jannah. Why? Because that is our home. We were created for Jannah. In fact, everybody from Allah who has created has a home in paradise. Everybody has a home in paradise, even the non-Muslims. Allah has given everybody a place in paradise, but those who reject Jannah and choose hellfire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows those who enter Jannah to inherit all of what they left behind. So you will know your place in Jannah just like you know your home in this world, but in fact even better. And then you will go to your home. And the palaces of Jannah are remarkable. Gold and silver and emeralds and rubies. In fact, the last person, in the hadith Prophet ﷺ described, the last person to cross over the sirat to get to Jannah, he says, فَيَنْطَلِقُ أَمَامُ حَتَّى يَفْتَحُ لَهُ بَابَ الْقَصْرِ. A massive palace. And by the way, the hadith, I'm cutting it short, it's a long hadith. But he had previous palaces before this one. He comes to a massive palace. And when it says that The door of the palace will be opened, and he says that it's made of a hollowed pearl. The roof, the doors, the locks, and even the keys are all made from this pearl. And then you see your spouse, your wife, or your husband, and you just freeze. And because Jannah is eternity, you could spend 10 years. just gazing at the beauty that Allah has created for you. The beauty of your wife or the beauty of your husband. And everybody will be married in Jannah. There's nobody single in Jannah. Everybody will have a spouse. If you were married in this world, you'll be joined together in the hereafter, inshallah. And I see some sad faces, but it's okay. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove any sadness or any tension or any stress between the husband and the wife. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Like the first day you got married. That level of joy you will have with your spouse. And if you weren't married, then Allah will create for you a spouse and you will be married. Both men and women. And to give you an idea of the beauty of the woman of Jannah, the Prophet says in a hadith, he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ امْرَأَةً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ اطَّلَعَتْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَأَضَاءَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا. If just a woman from the woman of paradise were just to look towards this dunya, the space between the paradise and this dunya would be filled with lights. وَلَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. And the cloth that is on her head, the simple cloth is worth more than all of this world and whatever it contains. What are we chasing after? And what are we sacrificing? So you see your wife and you see your palace and you see the decor, cushions and carpets and thrones and sofas and beds and the like. And then you want to eat some more, you can eat some more, whatever you want is given for you, it's there for you. And then you decide, let's go out, let's explore. Why don't we explore Jannah a little bit? So you walk out of your home and right away, just like when you entered, you are greeted with a beautiful smell. A beautiful smell. And so you're wondering, where is this smell coming from? And you realize the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ where he says, وَإِذَا تُرَابُهَا الْمِسْكِ. Its soil is has a scent of misk. And so you're surrounded by beautiful smells. لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. You won't find it too hot, nor will it be too cold. Perfect weather. As you wish. And if you like it a little warmer and somebody likes it a little cooler, everybody will experience Jannah on their own, as they like. And you don't have to worry about using the bathroom. Prophet says, لا يتغوطون ولا يبولون ولا يمتخطون ولا يبزقون. He says that you won't have to use the bathroom and you don't have to have nasal congestion or allergies. You won't have to spit. And he says, وَرَحْشُهُمُ الْمِسْكِ. And if you sweat, it's going to be the smell of misk. It's going to make you adorn you in beauty and enjoyment. And then you hear the rivers of Jannah. You hear water flowing outside of your property. So you say, let's go see what this is. What's the sound of this water? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ. The description of the paradise of Allah is given to the muttaqeen. There is four flowing rivers, the first of which is described as water that never gets contaminated. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And rivers of milk whose taste will never change. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And rivers of wine that are a sweetness to those who drink it. Neither does it intoxicate you, nor does it give you a headache. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And rivers of purified honey. So you go to your rivers that are flowing beneath, literally flowing, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, beneath your gardens. You perhaps drink from one river and another and another, and each time you drink, كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Every time you eat some fruit or you taste something from Jannah, you say, this looks like what I tasted before, but every time you taste it, it has a new and better taste than the time before. Allahu Akbar. And so you pass by the rivers of Jannah and you see the trees of Jannah. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ شَجَرَةً يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبُ فِي ظِلِّهَا مِئَةَ سَنَ لَا يَقْطَعُهَا. You will see massive trees in Jannah. The Prophet says, a rider can ride through its shade for 100 years and not pass it by. And he says that, مَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ شَجَرَةِ إِلَّا وَسَاقُهَا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. The trunks of the trees of Jannah are made of gold. And as you're walking by Jannah and you see the believers and you see your family members, because Allah says those who believe from your family will be joined together with you. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Your children, if perhaps they were better than you and you're afraid you won't be with them, or your parents were better than you and you're afraid you won't be with them, if you both make it to Jannah, Allah will raise your whole family together to the one who had the highest level, and you will be with your family in Jannah. So you see your son and you see, mashallah, he's wearing beautiful clothes and you want to have the color he's wearing. So Ibn Abbas, he was asked about the clothes of Jannah, and he says the clothes of Jannah come from the trees of Jannah whose fruits are like pomegranates. When you wish to have a piece of clothing, it will come to you. It will open and you will find 70 different colors of clothes. You could choose whichever one you want. It's like unlimited colors of hijab. You don't have to worry about the closet having only 40 colors. 100, million, whatever you want. Every time you choose, you will have a different color and a different beautiful clothing to beautify you from the people of Jannah. And then you see something very interesting. You're walking through Jannah, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the believers. And then you see someone flying on a horse. Flying on a horse. And not only that, the horse is made of rubies. And maybe he waves to you and he says, Salaamu Alaikum, I'm from the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because a man of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he asks the Messenger of Allah, he says, Hal fil jannati khayl? Oh Messenger of Allah, I just love horses. So are there going to be horses in Jannah? Because we know the hadith, on the Day of Judgment, all the animals, there will be justice between them. And then Allah will say, Kunu turaba, become dust, so they will become dust. So, oh Messenger of Allah, will there be horses in Jannah? And he says, the Messenger of Allah told him that if Allah enters you into Jannah, that Allah will give you a horse made of rubies, a red rubies that has two wings. You can fly with it wherever you want to Jannah. You want to go visit the Prophet ﷺ on the horse? Go ahead. Go to Kawthar? Go ahead. Go to the Anbiya? Go to the Salihin? Fly wherever you want. So if you want a Ferrari in Jannah, you can have it, inshallah. If you want kittens in Jannah, you can have it, inshallah. Whatever you like. Somebody likes to work. Somebody just enjoys the hobby that they have. A Messenger of Allah was talking to the companion saying, there's a man in Jannah who will ask Allah to start farming. So Allah will ask him, don't you have everything you want in Jannah? He says, Inni uhibbu zara, but I love to farm. Oh Allah, I love to farm. So Allah will allow him to farm. The moment he plants the seed, they become as big as mountains. And so one of the Bedouins who were listening to the hadith, he said, oh Messenger of Allah, perhaps this man is from the Muhajirun or the Ansar. Because the Bedouins, we can't farm like that. So whatever you want, لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ خَالِدِينَ. Allah says they will have whatever they want, they will stay there in forever. And I'll end the first khutbah with a statement from Ibn Abbas, he says, وَكُلُّ مَا ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ مِمَّا فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا الْإِسْمِ. And everything Allah has mentioned about Jannah, it only shares in this dunya, the relationship to the stuff on this dunya is just the name. But when we go there, it will be something completely beyond our imagination. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Beyond all of that, beyond the families and the children and being with your family and your wives and your husbands and the food and the trees and the rivers and the palaces of Jannah, there's something that's above and beyond all of that. The Messenger of Allah was talking to Jibreel alayhi salam, and he was telling him about Yawmul Jum'ah, the day of Friday, and how great of a day it is, and how on this day there is an hour that you make dua and it will never be turned away. And then he says, وَنَحْنُ نَدْعُوهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ يَوْمَ الْمَزِيدِ. And Jibreel alayhi salam says that in the Akhirah, we refer to Friday as the day of increase. And so he says, sallallahu alayhi salam, why do you call it the day of increase? So then Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ اتَّخَذَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَادِيًا أَفْيَحْ مِنْ مِسْكٍ أَبْيَضٍ. Your Lord Allah has taken a valley in Jannah that's more fragrant than white musk. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. And on the day of Friday, نَزَلَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى مِنْ عِلِّينَ عَلَى كُرْسِيهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends from the highest level upon His chair. ثُمَّ حَفَّ الْكُرْسِيَ بِمَنَابِرٍ مِّنْ نُورٍ. And then his chair will be surrounded by pulpits of lights. ثُمَّ جَاءَ النَّبِيُّونَ حَتَّى يَجْلِسُوا عَلَيْهَا. And the prophets of Allah will come and they will sit on these minbars of lights. And then he says, then the kursi will be surrounded by thrones of gold. and the Siddiqun and the Shuhada, the martyrs will come and they will sit upon it. And then he says, and then all of the people of Jannah will come and they'll sit on the sand dunes of Jannah. And no one will think the other to be higher than the other. And then he says, فَيَتَجَلَّى لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى حَتَّى يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. And at that moment, whenever the scene has been set and all the people of Jannah are sitting and waiting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appear and they will look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face. And he will say, just like when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, they will say, Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'adah. Praise be to Allah who fulfilled His promise to us. Allah will look at them and He Himself will tell them, Ana alladhi sadaqtukum wa'adi. I am the one who fulfilled my promise to you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed my favor upon you. هَذَا مَحَلُّ كَرَامَتِي فَاسْأَلُونِي. This is the place for my generosity, so ask me whatever you want. And so they will say, oh Allah, we ask for your pleasure. And Allah will tell them, my pleasure is what granted you this place in Jannah and allowed you to experience my generosity. So ask me. So everyone from Jannah will ask whatever they want of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they want of Allah until everyone is done. And then the hadith says, فَيُفْتَحُ لَهُمْ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ. And at that moment, after everybody has satiated all their desires, at that moment, secrets will be opened to them. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. At that moment, Allah will open for them what no eye has ever seen, and no ear has ever heard, and no mind has ever even fathomed. That's the greatest joy, to see the face of Allah in Jannah. As Allah, and there's so many hadith about it, I can't share with them for the sake of time, but we know from the hadith that the Prophet says that the greatest joy the people of Jannah will have is to see the face of Allah. Imagine when the comfort you get when you see your most beloved thing to you in this world, your child, your son, your daughter, when you see her face, how much joy it gives you. I mean, that multiplied to the nth degree. When you see the face of your Lord, who you worshipped out of love throughout this life, and out of fear and out of hope, you will see His face on the Day of Judgment and in paradise. And that will be the greatest joy that you will have. And so I'll end by saying what Allah says in the Qur'an. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For this reward, let those who are going to work start to work. That's our home. Allah's already reserved our place for it. Our place there for us. We just have to work to get it, to ask Allah for the highest levels of Jannah. And we ask Allah the dua that the Messenger of Allah used to ask. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhata an-nadhari ila wajhika al-kareem wa shawqa ila liqa'ik. Oh Allah, we ask you for the sweetness of looking upon your face and to the desire, the longing to meet you. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أدخلنا الفردوس الأعلى بغير حساب ولا عذاب. وإنا نسألك يا ربنا لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. اللهم آمين وأقيم الصلاة.